Alright. Itmar. Rav Amar Mechsa Mexico Rave. Rakan Amar Mechsa Mechsa Enoch Rave. Rav Amar Mechsa Mechsa Rave. Hakka Amar Leirachman Alamash Lok Shai Ruba. Rakan Amar Mechsa Mechsa Enoch Rave. Hakka Leirachman Alamash Shachat Ruba. So a chaikas whether you need rave or is Mechsa Mechsa is Kerev. So Kipshuta, you would understand maybe what's the verb Mechsa Mechsa Kerev. For my say you don't have rave. You can understand that maybe Rav held that who says Shechita, you need to have Shechita on the whole Siman. If you see Mechsa is enough, it's a Maisa Chashuk, you shut the Chatzi, that's good enough for Shechita. And why Mechsa? Because under Mechsa, it'll be Batal, it's not Chashuk. Like Tosh says that we're trying to build up Chashuva Maisa Shechita. And then the Gemara, and Tmash, like, it's like Noshach Sarayev, Ruh Kulay taking over the whole Siman. And it's Mamash like that, the Maskonis of Gemara, by when Gemara's Aikim, the Machaikis by Pesach, Rashi says, in Dibra Masu Tuxiv, Ish Kiyatare, Yetchashedi Upaga Nahi, Deruba Lo Mikri, Rashi says, Mechsa is not right, Mecha Yechid and Nafkilu, but still, they're not considered Yechidim, Lo Mitchu. So you see, Mechsa is not shot that you have to get to right. It's just enough to not be a meat and not chashiv. But Chaz Havana is a Tzarchian because Rashi in the beginning of the Sigya says clearly by Mechsa Mechsa Kerev, he sees Kilu Rubai Shachat to Kasher. And also by Tanner, you're going to get stuck by Tanner, Trey Rubai Chaimon and Lorino, and Rashi explains that each piece of the Tanner is fighting who's the Raiv and they're sides to each other. So the Havana of Mechsa or Mechsa Kerua is that Mechsa is enough, then it'd be hard to understand Tanner. So the other option goes that Mechsa Kerev, somehow it's like Rave, and just like Rave, you go Ruba Kulay, Mechsa Mechsa would be Kikulay. That's a little short, because I end the Gemara by Pesach, it sounds like. You could say maybe Gemara switches to Maskana by Pesach. You know, having it's like right and real cool, and by Pesach we switch that. No, Pshah, Mechsa, Mechsa, is that enough? Okay, you could say that maybe. It's not so gishmak. And also, it's not the Gemara doesn't say real cool anywhere. And another guy, the base lady proves from Rashi and Daf Lamed that Mechsa, Mechsa, Karev, it's not shot Ruach Kula. It doesn't have Ruach Kula. He's saying how Sheol won't possibly be a Bastra. Only Ruach Kula you have that din. But Mechsa Mechsa wouldn't have a din of Ruach Kula, and therefore it's not shot to have Sheol possibly be a Bastra, because Mechsa Kerev is not a din Ruach Kula to extend the Maisa on the whole Kula. And also another Kasha is Reb Meir brings Abayis Kasha by Trefus, he brings the Kavach Omer. If you have a Nekev, be Miet in the Veshet, he has Kavach Omer. So it's a little hard to understand the Kavach Omer, because if you're going to say Mechsa Mechsa is Kerev, and you're through with Kukulei, you're going to say also by Trefus, you're going to have the Miet Treif is going to be Kekule, it's Kilo, the whole thing is Nakov. So, big Chiddush to say, you have Miet Kekule. Fine, so maybe you could say, really it's like the first Mahalach, Mechsa, Mechsa's Kereif. Shot is that, when you have Mechsa, it's a Maisa Chashiv. And it's not shot that only Mechsa of a Siman has to have a Din Shechita to it. Is that when you have a Maisa Chashuva done to the Siman, it's Chal on the whole Siman that it has a Din Shacha to it. And Rav Kahana would argue and say, no, Mechsa Mechsa and Kerev, you need Rav Amish. Rav Kahana will understand that, just like we said in the Beit Levi, that Mechsa Mechsa doesn't give you Kulay, and Rav Kahana requires Ruba Kulay. to have a thing, to have a shechita, you have to have ruba kula, meaning you have to see the maisa shechita that you're going to cut the karna, you have to see it done by kulay. So Maxfax is not good enough. Rav held that, no, man, you don't need to see the chaticha on kulay. It's enough to have a maisa chashiv, a chaticha on a simen, and once you build up that maisa chashiv, you have a chalais din shechita on the whole simen, but not that you're extending the whole maisa onto the kulay.
Why do you need it? Kind
of,
although it's a
group,
like I can just be
like
in this
dagger. The what?
The Rukana
will hold.
In order to achieve the dagger of Ruba, you need to fit Ruba.
I hear. Why do you have to say it like this? I'm not sure. Maybe what would be the husband, I guess? If you say this, no, because once you have a Maisa Chashuva, why wouldn't it be
Chal?
Everyone holds a Maisa Chashuva. That's Aleph, it's a Maisa Chashuva.
So
this is not the same Maisa Chashuva? I was understanding, I'm going to hold Aleph, it's a Maisa Chashuva, and there's Beis, once you have a Maisa Chashuva, it has the ability to be Mechal, then Shechita on the whole corner. Saying we're kind of called us all this. And the first part could be a schmack that. By Trefus, that. By Miet, by Trefus. So Miet, we know by Tarfus, is a Mice Peshuva. It's something Khashiv. That you have Miet, then it's going to be. To consider a Maka, and that Maka is a Chashav Maka with a Miet, because we know it's going to kill. So since you have a Chashav Maka, it could be Chal on the whole, whatever, the Veshet, that it's that Tarfus Chal on the whole Veshet. But it's not Shai, you're extending, make it Ruh Kulay, that you're making that the like Kilo Veshet's Kulay Pagam. And also by the Wisconsin Gemara, when it's matka that really machikas of Kahana and Rav is by Pesach, so it's really called Tar Kula. The Gemara's Maskana is that's a need Rav Ruba Kula. You need Rav Ruba Kula. So it's not shaykh for Mexico to work because you need to have that the simen is Kula Shachet. That Kula it's Kula Chatuch. The Maisa has to be Chal on the whole simen. But by Pesach. You don't need that second din. You don't need that din to have to take over anything. You just have to be chashiv that you're not batal. So Pesach has that first din. That mechso has the chashivas. It doesn't need that second din that you need to come on to Ruh Kulay. You just have to be not considered yechidim. The Bechor Shor asks on the Gemara. That when the Gemara is Aiken, that Chatzkanapagum, that the Gemara asks, so it should be Treif, because you have Maksal Maksal, so it should be Treif. Rabbi answers that by Tarfus you need Raif near Lenayim. So the Chorshor asks, fine, what's the hell? You have Chatzkanapagum, so it's Kiyu Ruba Neshchat, Maksal Neshchat, Kiyu Ruba Neshchat. And so what's your Haysafa adding? The behemoth already shechted. So maybe if you know, you could answer that Maxon Asar Karayv Shad is Maxon Asar Karayv is that when you have a Maisach Shuvah, that Maisach Shuvah carries out its din to the Kulay. But by Chatz Kana Pogum, there's no, what are we going to extend? What's a Pogum? Pogum's there's no din on it. Don't just say Maximax Kuroi is that when you have this Maisa Kshuva, the din of that Maisa, of the Shechita, Hichal and Kulay, but Pagum's not a din, it's just a lack of Kana. You can't be Mechal or anything to ask the Pagum, there's no din to a Pagum. So therefore, if you're Maisa for Kol Shuhu, you just made it that this Behema is Ruboy Nishchat. So it's like Karach Kara that you're Geimer, so since you're Geimer on it, so you did a Rav Shechita. And that pogum was not. It was only Mechsa. Mechsa is not good. mechsa itself is not good. You need to take the mechsa. The mechsa has to go to be mechal on the right. But you only mechal din on the right if that mechsa has dinim to it to be go spread out onto the right. But pogrom doesn't have that, and shkita would have that. So it's only mechsa. So mechsa pogrom is not going to be a problem. And also the Taz asks on Rashi if the Chayim and Kedik and Rashi that Rav and Elanayim me it's Dafka, it's this new din Rav like in Brachas that has to be Nicker. So Taz asks, so why Chatzik by Chatzik Kanapogam? Why is it a case of Chatzik Kanapogam? Let it be Rav and Tzumtzum Pogam, and then you're Maisif until a Rav and Nicker. So, you can answer to the Taz Kasha maybe that when you have Rav with Tzumtzum, now it's you have Bechefza, you have Rav of a Simen is Nishchak, Bechefza. Bishwa Bechatz Kanapogam, it's not, the Simen's not Nishchak, you have to create a Maisif Keshuva, and it sends out a Din Nishchak on the whole Simen. But if you have a Poyo in front of you, Rav Simen Nishchak, then it's Nishchat. You're back to the Bechor Shar's Kasha. And the Taz asking Rashi that the Brisa should be a case where it's a Rav and Tzumtzum. Brought the Rav and Tzumtzum to a Rav and Nicker. But if it's a Rav and Tzumtzum, then that itself, Bechefta, you have a Rav Nishchat, you're back to Bechor Shar's Kasha. By Chatzkanapagam, you don't have Rubai Nishchat, you only have Mechsa. Mechsa's not good enough. The Mechsa has to spread out to the whole corner. But we Mamash have a Rav, then you have a Rav. It's Rubai Nishchat. So that would answer Taz Kasha. And maybe what else? You can answer maybe with this. You can't ask Kasha. Lati Rashi. Rashi seemingly holds right even near the name. It sounds like in the having a Gemara that it has to be Nicker. It's a Din Deraisa because we're talking about Tarfus. Wouldn't it make sense that by Tarfus the Din Derabana on your treif when you have right even Nicker? Because you're being Mikal on a Deraisa. So it's Dorei. So fine. So Kier asks, why is Rava when the Gemara asks from Chatzkan Apok, why is Rava have to jump all the way to Rav Anir Lanai? Why is Rava have to jump to Rav Anir Lanai? It's enough. Just start Rav and Tzumtzum. Why have to be a Kasha? Tarfus needs Rav Anir Lanai. So it could be Pshat is because if we're saying the din of Mechsa Mechsa Karev, if Shad is that you don't need Ruba Kakulai, is that when you have a Maisa Keshuva, that din of the Maisa Keshuva could spread out to the Kol and make the Simen, it's Kula Nishchat, that's a din of Shkita done to the whole Simen. The other option is that if you hold, you don't need that the whole Simen is Nishchat Mamish Bepoil, that you see a Chaticha in the whole Simen, then Mechsa Mechsa is enough. There's no tzad in between. The only tzad not to hold Mechsa Mechsa, like I spoke out earlier, is you're like Rav Kahana, that he needs to have that the simen is cool in Ishkat, but probably you have to have the shkita done to a whole simen, it has to be cool chatach. So, Nelela, Rav is saying, Shayan and Trefus, it need Mechsa Mechsa is not good enough, you need Ruba Kukulai. So if you need Ruba Kukulai, it could be, it's Kiskelish, that Rav Nelanai, Rav Nicker, gives you a din of Ruba Kukulai. Stan Rav and Tzumtzum might not give you a din of Ruba Kukulai. So if we're saying Tarfus is different, that's because it needs Ruba Kukulai, you can only get Ruba Kukulai maybe with a Rav Hanikar. Alright.
Why
would it be like that? We're just unsure what the din exactly, what's this din of Rav Nicker, what's it come from? It seems like the din deraisa, like, the Prikash says it could be Darabana. It's hard. I don't know. From Rashi, it seems like Darabana because we're applying to Trefus. So it's just like Darabana, so we're just saying, just maybe, I don't know, because what's this din come from? Who spoke out? The Tuvah Shor spoke out that it will come from Rashi, I think, that in Kol Tar Kula you'll need a Rebbe Nicker. The Tuvah Shor spoke out, these Kol Tar Kula, I think. Because the Kal Chaymer of Abaye. You always have the Kal Chaymer of Abaye, so. No, you don't say for Ruba Kukulai.
It says
you need revenue on the line. You know, it says you need revenue on the line. Call out Rashi, not Rukula, I mean. You call out Rashi, you need revenue on the line, and call Tarakula. So what's his dinner? Because you always have a bias. He has thought that this sticks the maskana. The dinner of right here and line could stick the maskana because Rava brought it in his fara, so it sticks the maskana. Therefore, it's a tzad that Rashi will hold in Kol Tarkula. You need right here and line because Makhus Abai is called climber.